Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring.
The show's called Canadian Politics is Boring.
Oh, thank you. Right, I was forgetting what that was. Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Jesse. With me is Reese. I'm here to learn some shit, and so are you. Reese?
Hi!
Hello! What do you got for us today?
Wonderful to see you, Jesse.
Big, wonderful to see you as well.
This sounds like a breakfast news show.
You have to fake laugh.
It's great to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to promote myself.
And we are glad to have you on the show on CPIP mornings.
The only thing softer than your journalism is the hole in my head. So, anyway.
We've got some great guests on today's show. We've got Bobby from the Karaoke Corner, who's live every Thursday and Friday down at the Pigeonhole. And we've got this wonderful baker who's coming in to show us how to make some delightful muffins for everyone can follow around. For you who like to bake at home, and we know you do, you secretly do, you don't even deny it, you really do. He's going to tell you. Okay. Chef Chris is going to come in with some delightful baking tips for everyone. Stay tuned. And then Reese, you're going to teach us something too, right? On CPIP mornings. What is it?
Taxidermy.
Everyone's favorite subject here on CPIP mornings.
So yeah, I'm going to be visiting a new camp for kids where they spend the whole summer executing and then preserving animals that they find in the woods.
Oh,
Lynn teaches them a lot of life skills and some practical skills.
That's lovely. Let's thank Don to Susan for the weather.
There we go.
Susan.
Reese, you always kill the mood. Anyway, do you want to know what this show is actually about? This episode is called The Mystery of the Missing Kaiser Head.
Kaiser Head? Like the Kaiser roll?
The Mystery of the Missing Kaiser Head.
Okay. This is a Canadian?
Yes. Do you want to see the Kaiser Head? It is. There. That's the Kaiser Head.
Oh, all right.
So I'm showing Jesse a picture of a bust of a German Kaiser.
We'll put that up on the website, maybe.
So, and at the moment, seems to be like pulling statues down is the current social movement of our time.
It's fun times. Good and exercise. This is outdoors.
This is a story of a statue coming down 100 years ago.
Oh.
Before it was cool.
I think it was always cool, Reese.
It was always cool.
Yeah.
Statues are.
It's just more mainstream now.
It's gone mainstream. It's gone from that difficult punk phase.
Right. Yep.
To.
Now soccer moms are doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Driving around in their minivans with stolen statues. So anyway, have you ever been?
I'm always curious. What happens when an angry mob pulls down a statue? Like, what happens to the statue?
They end up, if it's in Bristol, they throw them at the bottom of a harbor.
Oh.
Or they go back into storage or. What they should do is they should melt them down,
right?
And use the metal to make small hatchback cars.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay. I'm not saying it's a good plan, but at least I have a plan.
Yeah, I'm woefully ill prepared for the next time a statue is ripped down in my neighborhood.
Have you ever been to Kitchener in Ontario?
I don't believe I have, no.
So Kitchener was not always called Kitchener. Do you know what it was called before it was called Kitchener?
Bumbleberry Fields.
No, very close. Berlin.
Oh, that is very close. Yeah. Yes, you're right. But,
although Bumbleberry Fields is a better name.
Thank you. I think so.
It's called Berlin.
Berlin.
Because it has a large German population, or it did have a predominantly German population. And German was spoken in schools, businesses, churches, and throughout the community. So
call it Berlin, though. Why not come up with your own German name?
Why call it New York? Why call it Boston? Well, a lot of places in North America are named after places from the where people settled from.
Because it's weird. That's weird.
Why?
If I brought a bunch of my friends over and like got a commune together in Europe, I don't think I'd call it Canada.
You might. All right. Well, say you go, you get sent into space to a planet and you go, let's call this planet New Canada.
New Canada makes sense. New Berlin would make sense. But just
they just called
Berlin.
It Berlin.
Yeah, that's weird. I can see why they changed the name.
Well, Halifax. We live in a city called Halifax. There's literally a place in England called Halifax.
I know. It's very confusing.
It is. But it's not at the same time because it's a different continent.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe for you. So Berlin was Canada's German capital, and it tended to be highly industrialized areas, and there was a lot of community pride. It was a very active and vibrant kind of German community.
Okay, that's cool.
And on August the 13th, 1897, proud Berliners unveiled a bronze bust of Kaiser Wilhelm I. I don't know a lot about Kaiser Wilhelm I, but it's a fun name to say. Kaiser Wilhelm I.
Hold on, the first. Does that mean he had kids who he also named Kaiser?
No,
or Wilhelm.
It means he was the first Kaiser called Wilhelm.
Kaiser is not a first name, right? He was the first.
Kaiser is the German word for king.
Right, king so, Wilhelm the First.
So in downtown in Victoria Park, he was the first emperor of Germany.
Okay.
From 1871. So the statue was 4 feet tall, weighed 150 pounds, and is a bronze bust, and it was shipped over from Germany. And it was supposed to have a very good likeness to the Kaiser, and he was wearing a spiked helmet, like as was the fashion in the German military.
Yeah, I never understood that at all.
Well, you just
some place to put your donuts, I guess.
Yeah, you just go right. Where am I going to? Oh no!
Stick a hot dog.
Where do I store my bagel till lunch? Just German soldiers running down the street being chased by seagulls. And he also had what was described as droopy mutton chop sideburns. So those mustaches that joined up with the rest of your facial, face hair.
Wow. Okay. Droopy mutton chops.
So
as was the fashion.
Berlin continued to grow while returning its kind of heritage. And in the census in 1911, three quarters of the 15,000 residents were of German descent. But 1914. Can you tell me what happened in 1914? Something big.
That's around World War One.
It's World War One.
It
there
is
we
World
go.
War One. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well done. Well, it's not around World War One. It is World War One.
Okay.
So obviously, Canada was as part of the British Empire at the time and on the side of Britain. So it became controversial to have German figures statues around Canada. Hmm. So they were under intense scrutiny at this time. So on August the 22nd, it was a Saturday night. Vandals ventured into Victoria Park and yanked off the Kaiser with a rope.
All that what?
They yanked off the Kaiser with a rope until his bust broke free of the granite. Get your mind out the gutter. So they carried the bust to a bridge and tossed it into the Victoria Park Lake. And then you've never yanked a Kaiser off the rope
until his bust came through. Yeah, no. Yeah. Are you free? No.
I remember Saddam Hussein.
The first time that you yanked off a Kaiser with a rope.
I remember watching Saddam Hussein get yanked off by a tank live on TV. This is like watching history unfold.
Please continue. What year did this? Was he yanked off?
1914.
The same. Oh, okay, it was the same year.
Viciously yanked off by a rope.
Vigorously.
And then thrown in and then tossed into Victoria Park Lake. So people out for a Sunday morning stroll noticed the bust was missing and contacted the police. The lake was dredged, but nothing was found. And no one could solve what happened. But then at 10 a.m., a local resident said they'd heard a tremendous splash coming out from near the bridge. So about 2 o'clock in the morning, and they saw three men disappearing after the splash happened. So they found it. So the police rowed out on a small boat, and they found the bust embedded helmet first in the bottom of the lake. It would have been great if it like harpooned a fish.
Right.
It doesn't say it did, but that's how I like to imagine it in my head.
I'd say it did. Why not? Who's going to prove us wrong?
The Disney version of this story, it did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the bus...
Canadian politics is boring. Rewriting history one episode at a time.
Yeah. Well, no, just...
Tuna fish.
We're not saying it happened. I'm saying
it happened.
It would have been more fun
if
it did.
Happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
If you're wondering, that's how it went down.
Well, the fish was going after the bagel and then...
Right.
So the bus was fished out and then even though... even though Canada was at war with Germany, it was widely denounced, and the mayor of Berlin considered the deed one of the most outrageous ever committed in the city. He also said it was an attempt to cause racial strife in Berlin and was strongly represented by the majority of people who visited the park. So not strongly resented by the city, just people who visited the park. And the Berlin News Record, which is a newspaper, called the vandals maliciously inclined persons who should be very seriously dealt with. So the police actually worked out who it was. It was someone called three young men, Alan Smith, John Ferguson, and Fred Bolton, who don't have very German names, so they sound very British. So I imagine they're of British heritage, and they wanted to tear the Kaiser's head off. So the trio were all aged between 17 and 20.
So was the statue put back at this point?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't.
They found it, though.
They found it, and they found the people who did it.
Left it in the river?
No, they pulled it out.
And did what with it?
I'll get to that now.
Okay.
So
I'm eager.
Yeah. So they it was actually taken. It was pulled out with a chain, and it was given to the Concordia Club, a local German-Canadian society, to keep it safe. But it was given to them in secret because they didn't want people to know where the bust was.
Okay.
So the trio who stole it all pled guilty, but they actually weren't sentenced for their crime. Or there's no record of them being sentenced. And also, some people were saying that it was more of a youthful prank rather than a political act, that they just did it for fun, and that it doesn't necessarily coincide with...
The punishment be different, depending on the intention.
But then, so this had happened, those rowdy teenagers had their wrists slapped, and the bust was hidden in this German-Canadian club. So then on February the 15th, 1916, a group of rowdy Canadian soldiers from the 118th Battalion forced their way into the downtown headquarters of the Concordia Club to find the Kaiser bust.
Oh, so they found out where it was being hidden.
Yeah, the rumors had spread, and some angry soldiers who had been fighting against the German Empire wanted to come and get it. So they wrecked the interior of the hall, the piano, and all the remaining...
The piano?
They threw the piano out the window and all the remaining furniture.
Is that true? Did you just make that up?
No, that's true.
They literally threw a piano. You know how difficult it is to pick up and throw a piano out of a window?
Well, I think it was it's an open balcony, and they just wheeled it out.
Okay, that's slightly different.
Yeah. In my head. And they gathered everything outside they'd thrown out and burnt it, singing, "We will never let the old flag fail."
That's a song?
Which is a song.
Can you sing it for me?
No. There we go.
That's a rousing song.
stirs the heart in a patriotic sense.
Yeah, it just inflames the loins and stirs the heart. That's great.
So the police did nothing as the soldiers kind of paraded the Kaiser bust down through the streets of Berlin. And they urinated and spat on the bus, and they abused it with sticks. I don't know. They abused it with sticks.
Do they know that it's not alive?
I don't know how you can. Fact? Can you abuse an inanimate object?
I mean, you can try. It sounds like they sure did try. It's like, did they go home thinking like, "We sure with it that bust will never be the same again"? Like it's
well, and they took it to their barracks, and soldiers from the same battalion visited the original monument to steal the medallions on the side as well. So they just trashed everything. And the Concordia Society then came out to say they denied that they were a hotbed for German nationalism, and the Boy Scouts used their hall, and the hall contained a portrait of George V and some British flags as well. They were basically trying to say, like, this has happened, but we're kind of victims. We didn't deserve to be treated like this. We were just looking after the bust. You know, just keeping the bust.
An early saying of keeping the peace.
Yeah. And an official investigation essentially blamed the Concordia Club for having inflamed passions by being insufficiently patriotic. So they didn't do anything. What they didn't do was enough of something else.
What?
They weren't patriotic enough, which inflames passions against people who aren't patriotic.
I don't think that's how that works. I'm just taking a stab in the dark here.
So
insufficiently patriotic.
They were they had inflamed passions by being insufficiently patriotic.
Sure. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fuck it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Works for me.
And the invasion.
Whatever.
So the mob who smashed the piano, burnt all the furniture, and sang that beautiful song.
Can you sing it for me again, Reese? I love that you remembered it.
Luckily, you don't need to remember the words when you sing it like that. It's just noise. They were never punished for their actions. And
of abusing a statue head.
So what happened then after this incident? Even though the majority of the population were German, they decided to redefine themselves as Canadians. And there was an actual a referendum that May to change the name of the city from Berlin. And they had a short list of replacement names. And I remember our episode on a province called Bob.
Yes.
Where people came up with crazy names. Some of the names were Benton, Kiowana, Adenak, Corona, Brock, and Kitchener. And the last entry was Herbert Kitchener, or Lord Kitchener, Britain's General Secretary for the State of War, who was the... There was a famous recruitment poster saying where he was pointing and he had a moustache and a hat.
Oh, okay.
Saying, we need you.
That's him?
Yeah.
That's Lord Kitchener.
That's Lord Kitchener. And he drowned when a ship...
Well, I thought that was like... I thought that was the recruitment poster for the United States Army.
That they did their own version with Uncle Sam.
They stole that.
The original one was Lord Kitchener.
No way.
And he was basically the Secretary for War during World War One, and he died. His boat was hit by a marine mine off Scotland, and he drowned.
Oh wow!
With hundreds of people. So they were like as a fitting tribute to him, they officially named Berlin Kitchener on September the 1st, 1916.
That's a shame. That's like, did they, all the German culture and was that kind of washed aside?
It was, but also the name change didn't.
And that's kind of what Canada's about, is a melting pot of various cultures, right? So the fact that we got rid of a German.
Yes, but sort of, I think it's technical propaganda, because there was a war on at the time. And they just...
That makes sense why they did. But it's just a shame that it happened.
But apparently it didn't do a lot. It didn't do a lot to soothe the anger. And in early 1917, the Toronto Daily Star said that young men from the city were finding devious ways to get back to Germany or to fight for the fatherland. So then he began this whole anti-German Canadian thing where they claimed that Canadian people of German descent in Canada were trying to join the war on the side of the Germans. Without any proof. There was never any proof that this was happening, but they were saying things like, Canadian graves in Flanders are probably filled with men who fell under bullets fired by German reservists from Berlin, Ontario, which was kind of just like stirring up problems.
Right.
In the end, everything kind of calmed down again, and the trio who actually tossed the Kaiser bust into the lake all signed up and actually served in World War One in the end.
Oh, wow.
One of them died. In action. And as for the Kaiser bust itself, the mystery remains. Nobody knows what happened to it after the soldiers had it.
Oh, wow.
And took it back to the battalion. So this speculation that the battalion took it back with them when they were transferred to a new training camp in London, Ontario, where they wonder if it's still kept by military people as a souvenir.
Well, I have an idea. If any of our listeners out there happen to own the bust, let us know.
Well, people have said they've seen it in garages.
We'll write off of you for,
well, it's been
20 bucks.
It's been 30, sighted in garages, bucks? Basements, and backyards.
So it just keeps being shuffled around at yard sales.
Well, that's what people are saying, that it may be. There's been sightings of, none of them are proven, and some claim that it was melted down and turned into napkin rings by the 118th Battalion with the unit's crest on for them when they eat their meals together as officers or whatever. And the other most plausible outcome is that it was a bronze statue, and it was donated to a wartime scrap metal drive to be reused for war. But the Germanic roots of Berlin, now Kitchener, were kind of slightly suppressed during that era because of, and then also the Second World War.
Right.
But they've reclaimed those. So since the 1960s, they have the Oktoberfest celebration, and they've
in
kind
Kitchener.
Of, in Kitchener. They've kind of rekindled those, those, and they have beer, sausages, polka music, and celebrate German heritage there. However, the name Kitchener is now controversial because and people want to change it because essentially Lord Kitchener helped pioneer concentration camps in Africa during the Boer War.
Wow.
And some people say that he's now inappropriate as a name. So they might change the name again. They could just change it back to Berlin.
They should.
Why not?
Yeah, right.
New old Berlin. Old new Berlin.
Old new. Yeah.
Berlin 2.0.
Oh, I like that one better. That's good. Yeah. That's,
2.0. There we go.
I'm down.
We so, yeah.
We should go to Oktoberfest in Berlin. New old Berlin 2.0.
Good. No, I would like, I would happily go to an Oktoberfest. Not with you.
Oh, thanks.
Preferably on my own.
Right. Yeah. So. Thanks, Reese.
So this is I haven't been to Germany for years because I moved to Canada, and obviously it's further away than where I used to live.
From what I've heard, yeah.
And I went to Epcot, and they had a German beer and a pretzel, and I was like, it's the closest. It's not real Germany. It's like if you've never left North America, Epcot is your best window on the world.
It was like when I was living in Toronto, and my friend's like, Greco's serving donairs, and they're like maritime donairs. We're like, what? And there was one Greco in all of Toronto at the time. And we had to go through like winding streets in downtown and underneath construction cranes and various scaffoldings and whatnot. We found this tiny little Greco. And we're like, do you guys have donairs here? They're like, yes, we do. And they gave it to us. And we're like, we kind of melted into a puddle of happiness. Remembering the good times of living in the
remembering food.
Remembering
new food. New podcast, Remembering Food. I remember food. Next week's guest is Ryan Reynolds. Ryan, what kind of food do you like to remember?
Probably me to do it like Ryan Reynolds impression.
No, just gin on
gin. Gin. Yep, just gin. It's a just juniper berries. It's all he eats.
That's why he looks so young.
Yep. Ryan Reynolds, if you're listening to this podcast, as we know you do on the regular, if you'd like to sponsor us with Aviation Gin, we'd be more than happy.
I will for charity.
Gin for money.
I will for charity only consume gin for 2 weeks and nothing else.
I'll join you on that.
Just for charity.
Yep.
I don't know how we're going to raise money.
Ryan Reynolds, again.
Every bottle of gin we drink, Ryan Reynolds will give $1 million to...
the charity of blind kids who needs clothes.
Yeah, or cold kids who need eyes.
That... That's a much more gruesome charity.
But this is a terrible idea. What's the moral of this story then, Jesse? What did you get from this episode?
If you are not passionately, so if you're not sufficiently patriotic enough, you may become enraged to a point of beating up a bust and bringing it to all your friends to do the same because war is weird.
Yeah. I couldn't have put it better myself.
Thanks. That's
yeah.
Yep.
Summed up history nicely there.
That's what I do. That's why I'm on the show. I am very useful. Yeah. Cole's notes, Jesse. This is what I do. Yeah.
I think that
the thing that I'm visualizing in my head of everything that we talked about is like a group of rowdy men doing their best. Like taking time out of all of their looting and hollering and shouting and rabble rousing, as my father used to say, to heft a piano up, 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 and then we're not quite in front of the window. Move it over it a little bit, little to the Johnny, pick it up, and then successfully hauling it out of a window onto the ground below, and that being like of such note that someone wrote it down.
Yeah, I think it's quite impressive. I think that if I was a soldier at that time, my first instinct would be to find a stick and to abuse the statue with a stick, which is a really way of describing it. Quick, abuse it with a stick.
It doesn't look abused. Does it feel abused? Keep going.
And just rubbing the stick up at one of his nostrils, going, nah, nah. Take that, Wilhelm.
Very weird episode.
Take that, Kaiser Wilhelm the First. How'd you like a stick up your nose, you twat? More British swear words.
Can you tell me some more British swear words?
Well, wanker, twat.
Wanker, twat.
Cludge.
Kludge. And ask you to describe clag, what you mean.
Clag
and kludge.
Kludge.
How do you use them in a, use all four of them in a sentence.
Some wanker was a right twat, and he had clag all over his kludge.
I.
One of my favorites is cockwomble.
That just sounds like a good Friday night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are many swear words. So
let's get on with this, you cockwomble.
So we are beginning a national search for the Kaiserhead. If anyone has seen the Kaiserhead and would like to let us know where it is, please write to us, email us at CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com. And we are, right now we have drones, helicopters, dredging operations, highly trained divers, sniffer dolphins, all searching the waterways, highways, mountains, fields, marshes, and street alleyways of Ontario looking for the Kaiserhead. When we find it, the plan is to launch it into space.
With a bagel on it.
With a bagel on top.
Yeah.
So that it's no longer a problem for everyone, as it seems to be. I think that should be it. They should launch all of those statues into space.
I love it. So that if aliens ever find it.
People say you shouldn't take them down because it's destroying history. But why not shoot it into space instead? If somebody says they want a statue built of themselves, there's something wrong with it. I need a statue built of me. Otherwise, I won't die happy. Whereas if you're happy to accept that people just remember you for what you did, because honestly, there's so many statues I've walked past living in the UK where there's a lot of old dead people with statues. You don't know what any of them do.
Right, yeah, I guess you wouldn't, would you?
It's just like walking past a tree or a lamppost. You know, functionally, it's there. A lamppost is there to light the street. A statue is there because this bloke did something and people said, hey, let's build a statue. But it doesn't mean I know more about history.
Right. And it doesn't really, like, you don't walk past a statue and go, I need to go to the library and look this up immediately. And then just kind of spend the afternoon learning about that person. That doesn't happen very often, I don't think. I hope. God.
No, it doesn't. You just look at the statue and
we need to make an app where you just point your camera at a statue and it tells you all the bad things that person did.
Exactly. I mean, it's like Pokemon Go, but for genocidal maniacs. You're going to try and catch the statue with a Pokeball.
And then the statue disappears in your phone and you feel better.
Exactly.
Because you took down the statue.
Got to catch them all the murderers. It's the two. So anyway, if you like statues and you think they're important, then I don't know. Just
build one?
Yeah, just go and build a statue.
Yeah.
Just
If you don't like statues, go yank them off with a rope.
If you don't like statues, go and yank them off with a rope. If you do like statues, just go and yank them off.
I feel like...
Sans rope.
The what?
Sans rope.
It's a very long-winded piece of wisdom there, Reese, but I like it.
Yeah.
It works. I don't know if we could fit it on a t-shirt or not. It's maybe one half on the front, the other half on the back. The images might be a little graphic, but that's fine. That's...
Oh, God. You know, some people are sexually attracted to buildings. There's a woman who married the Eiffel Tower.
Who the fuck married her?
The Eiffel Tower.
No, but who agreed to marry her?
I don't know.
To the Eiffel Tower?
I don't know, but she married...
Like, what priest did you...
And she'd just go and hang out and touch it and lean on it and talk to the Eiffel Tower.
But, like, a marriage is a legally binding contract.
I don't... Maybe it was like... I'm legally ordained... to conduct marriages by the Church of the Dude, which is a fake church.
Can you marry me to this empty can of 7-Up?
No, because it's a fake church inspired by the beliefs of the dude from The Big Lebowski. And you can go online and fill it in and print off a certificate so you're ordained to run dudist ceremonies.
I should do that. I won first costume as going as the dude once for Halloween.
Cool.
Yeah.
First costume.
First place.
I mean, you turned up first.
I was only the
earliest person at the party. And I gave myself the first costume award.
It was like 3 p.m. It was very awkward.
I bought my costume in March. Anyway, Kaiser Wilhelm bust missing help find end of episode.
True. Sing the song again.
The rest of them.
Hey, hey. And then we haul a piano out the window.
And a booze a face with a stick. Good night.
Good night. Thanks for putting us in your ear holes.